A new group is setting out to research the history of people of Latin American descent in the Badger State. Called the Wisconsin Latinx History Collective, they'll try to discover missing facts about these communities and in turn combat bias and ongoing racism confronting Latinx people. That's according to our guest, the founder and lead of the new collective. Andrea Teresa Tess Arenas is also an emerita faculty affiliate of the UW-Madison Chicanx and Latinx Studies program. We talked to her last year about the Somos Latinas Digital History Project. Tess, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you so much for having me back. I feel like we're old friends by now.
Well, tell us about the goals of this this new historical project.
In a nutshell, the collective will work for 5 years. We've been in existence now for a year, getting all the nuts and bolts figured out. And the goal is to increase the collections of oral history interviews, archives, and even artifacts for the Wisconsin Historical Society Museum and the main archival building itself.
And who all is involved in this project? A lot of people from different perspectives, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's really unique in the sense that it's a very large town-gown relationship. So there are faculty, of course, at UW-Madison, Chicano Studies, I still say Chicano, Chicanx, Latinx Studies faculty unanimously voted to partner on this project when I presented the idea. And so we have faculty from Madison. But the other part of that is really exciting to me is that we have other campuses involved. So UW-Parkside, UW-Whitewater, Viterbo University in La Crosse, Madison College, and I'm still recruiting universities. So right now we have at least 5 campuses working on this, and then about 20 community researchers. And those are people who are either reputational leaders in the Latinx community on their own, but they also want to be part of this archival work. So it's, and then of course there are the students. And we have students from multiple campuses in courses, as well as volunteers. So in the fall of 2020, there were 5 courses offered across the state in which students conducted recorded oral history interviews and will be considered for the new collective work at the Historical Society. So it's very unique. It's taking everyday folks, campus folks, and more than UW and Madison. We really want this to reach to the edges of the state so that we can identify these wonderful pockets of Latinos across Wisconsin.
And why is it important to fill in this gap in the available in the material available at a place like the Historical Society?
Well, the Historical Society's director has said himself that he feels the collection for Latino Latinx is lacking, and is very excited about increasing their holdings. And that was similar to the case with the Somos Latina project when I talked about Latina activists over the age of 50. And I mean, they were just down for the count as soon as I mentioned it. The Historical Society said yes. And we've been doing this now for 8 years. So the collective was a natural progression into other populated parts of the Latinx community. And again, they know that their collections are not what they could be and don't reflect all of residents of Wisconsin. And so we're partners again.
Is part of the goal to maybe correct what you see as misunderstandings about this history?
Oh, yes. Yeah. You know, over the past 4 years with the political climate, I thought about writing an op-ed piece or a position paper defending ourselves. And I thought, you know, that's a point in time. It's a good strategy, but it'll get lost in a day or two. And I'm thinking, what can I do to change the way where people think about us, treat us? And then I said, well, you have to correct the history books. You have to create and document additional information so there are facts that counter these terrible myths and racism, out-and-out racism. So we're hoping that by generating this huge collection of interviews and documents and photos that we give a much fuller picture of who is actually living and contributing to the society and culture of Wisconsin. And we're all over the state, and we have impact everywhere. And I think it's important for folks to know that.
Talking to Andrea Teresa Tess Arenas. She is involved in a new project gathering oral histories, artifacts, and more about Wisconsin's Latinx history in the Wisconsin Latinx History Collective. And Tess, something that struck me with the Somos Latinos project, when we talked about that, the diversity within the Latinx community and people in that collection. Some were new immigrants to the country. Some, their families had been here for generations, for example. Can you talk to the diversity of people you'll be looking at and talking to in this project?
Oh, that's a wonderful question. We have several people out working now this semester in spring, and Diego Roman is faculty in curriculum instruction at UW-Madison, and he has three independent study students who wanted to be involved. And he, along with a member of this community, will be interviewing indigenous dairy farmers from Ecuador who originally started out as dairy workers and are now dairy farm owners. And there's an enclave in Wauwega, Wisconsin, and Waupaca. And I'm just jumping out of my skin on that one. We have Ricardo Gonzalez here in Madison, who used to run the Cardinal Bar. He will be documenting his work with the latest flotilla of Cubans, as well as what the Cardinal Bar did for the Latinx community and gay community. So we're excited about that. And then another example might be the Brown Berets are being interviewed in Milwaukee by one of our Somos Latina women. I thought she was 77, and she told me yesterday she's 83. And she's conducting interviews of Brown Berets, former Brown Berets, and active Brown Berets. So we've got a real nice combination of Chicano, Mexican, Puerto Rican, Ecuadorian. We're just really making sure that we're including a more accurate picture of the diversity within Wisconsin, which makes us different than the Southwest or California, where it's predominantly Mexican-American. And, there's a little schism between the Southwest and the Midwest in the sense that they're puro Chicano and have a very strong Chicano agenda. And as a Chicana, I endorse this and love it, embrace it, and work on it down in Texas. But when I'm in Wisconsin, my home state, I have to be able to interact with all of the Latinx because we don't have those numbers as Chicanos. So I think it's really important that we reflect that diversity in the things that we collect and the people, events, and organizations we document.
We'll leave it there. Tess, thanks for joining us again today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. And if I come up with a new project, I'll be in touch.
That's Andrea Teresa Tess Arenas, founder of the new Wisconsin Latinx History Collective, collecting oral histories, artifacts, and more to share an often overlooked history of the state.